RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you news commentary, Today in History, Focus and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. President Joko Widodo to inaugurate electricity projects in Papua and West Papua. Senior Minister Luhut. New energy minister must focus on law amendment. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is to inaugurate two power plants and electricity infrastructure in Papua and West Papua on Monday in a bid to solve the electricity shortage in Indonesia's easternmost regions. He was leaving for Papua on board the presidential aircraft from Adi Sumarmo Air Force Base in Boyolali, Central Java on Monday morning, where he was on a work visit. He will visit several areas in Papua and West Papua to help boost development in two regions, according to a statement from Presidential Press Bureau. He will also inaugurate the Oria Kenyam hydropower plant, which has a 2x10 MW capacity in Papua, and the Prava Mini hydropower plant, which has a 2x1.25 MW capacity in West Papua. In addition, Jokowi will also inaugurate a 70-kilowatt high-voltage line or SUTC connecting Kenyam, Waena, Jayapura, a 70-kilovolt SUTC linking Holt Camp, Jayapura, as well as Waena Sentani substation, which has a 30-megavolt ampere capacity, and the Jayapura substation with a 20-megavolt ampere capacity. Coordinating Maritime Affairs Minister Luhut Panjaitan has called on the newly appointed Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Ignatius Jonan and Deputy Minister Archandra Tahar to focus on the amendment of two laws in the energy sector. Minister Luhut, who previously helmed the Energy Ministry as acting minister after Archandra was dismissed amid controversy surrounding his citizenship, highlighted his message in the handover ceremony in Jakarta on Monday, October 17. During his remarks, Minister Luhut said the deliberations of the revised oil and gas and mining laws, as well as the finalizations of a government regulation on mining, are top priorities in the sector. He also said that he is optimistic that with their leadership, the Energy Ministry will be successful in the future, highlighting that Jonan's financial skills and Archandra's technical competence would bring reform in the energy sector. Thailand is increasingly interested in ornamental fish of North Sulawesi province, and the export to the country takes place every month. Head of the Foreign Trade Department of Industry and Trade of the province of North Sulawesi, T. Hasudungan Siregar, said in Manado on Monday that in September 2016, ornamental fish as many as 51 kilograms was exported, and this earned state revenue amounting $800. He also explained that Thailand has become a major destination country of live ornamental fish sent every month. Hasudungan Siregar added that ornamental fish in North Sulawesi, which starts being on demand in foreign markets, shows a significant increase in both volume and value because the price is quite good. A joint team from the National Search and Rescue Agency Basarnas in Kupang has successfully rescued 120 salah. A joint team from the National Search and Rescue Agency Basarnas in Kupang has successfully rescued 142 passengers of Dharma Kencana 7th ferry, which sank on Friday evening, October 14, in Labuan Bajo waters of West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara. Kupang's Basarnas Chief E. Ketut Gede Ardana said that the agency has finished its work and saved all passengers and 36 crew members. Ardana said that 178 people were rescued on Sunday, October 16, as reported by Antara News Agency. The ferry, which serves the Maumere Labuan Bajo Surabaya route, sank after hitting a coral reef as it was sailing to Surabaya on Friday evening. The ferry also carried 30 large trucks, 6 cars, and 4 motorcycles. Several passengers are still being treated at a nearby hospital. The Central Bureau of Statistics, BPS, released Indonesian trade balance for September, which reached surplus worth $1.22 billion. The exports of September stood at $12.51 billion and imports $11.3 billion. Head of BPS Suharyanto said in Jakarta on Monday that the figure was the highest surplus over the last 13 months. Meanwhile, the cumulative trade balance from January to September 2016 reached surplus worth $5.67 billion, with the details of the export value was $104.36 billion and import was $98.69 billion. The last item. Indonesian Minister of Tourism held again the cross-border festival in border area after holding same festival on 8 to 9 October 2016. The festival, which featured with musical performances, bazaars, and cultural attractions, was held to attract tourists from the neighboring country, Timor-Leste. Cross-border festival was held in Atambua, Belu Regency, Nusa Tenggara on 15 to 16 October, which becomes the border of Indonesia and Timor-Leste. It was stated by the region of Belu, Willy Broduslay, who also participated in this event on Sunday, October 15, 2016 in Atambua, East Nusa Tenggara.
In this month of October, the festival was held twice. We, the Belu residents, are very proud and amused by the cross-border festival. We hope the visitors would come first to watch and afterward they attractive. So the festival must be attractive. This is an incredible idea.
This month of October, it is twice and outstanding. The people of Belu Regency are proud and entertained by the show at cross-border festival. We expect this festival will attract tourists to come. First they will watch and the second they will be interested. So there must be an appeal. It is extraordinarily good idea. Regent Willy Broduslay also added that cross-border festival is held every month throughout the year. In addition to encouraging tourists, the government is also improving economy in Atambua. Therefore, to promote tourism in Belu Regency, especially in Atambua, the government is still continues to improve tourism facilities to encourage tourist visits in the future. Listener, that was the news from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'm Dinu Graha. Thank you for listening.
Listener commentary today entitled The Return of Jonan and R. Chandra in the Working Cabinet. It has only been 2 years in office that President Joko Widodo has reshuffled several times the structure and personnel of the working cabinet. President Joko Widodo installed Agnesius Chonan as Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources and Archandra Tahar as Deputy Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources on Friday afternoon. Almost 2 months, the position of the minister was held by Coordinating Minister for Maritime Luhut Binsar Panjaitan as the acting minister. The integration of Jonan and Archandra is the third reshuffle conducted by President Joko Widodo. Earlier, the cabinet was firstly reshuffled on August 12, 2015, while the second one occurred on July 27, 2016. Ignatius Jonan is a former Minister of Transportation who was dismissed in the second reshuffle of Joko Widodo's working cabinet at the end of July. Meanwhile, Archandra is former Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, which was inaugurated by President Joko Widodo in the second reshuffle of the working cabinet. However, in only 20 days in office, Joko Widodo dismissed Archandra because of citizenship issue. He was known to have a U.S. passport. When Minister of Law and Human Rights Yasona Lawli referring Archandra's citizenship, the issue of Chandra's return to the cabinet was heating. Despite public criticism, President Joko Widodo still considers Archandra to be part of Joko Widodo Yusuf Kala's working cabinet. The sudden integration of Jonan and Archandra as Minister and Deputy Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources raises a lot of comments among politicians, observers and the public. Some believe that the integration of Jonan and Archandra was forced to some extent. Moreover, the former Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources was dismissed because of the citizenship case. However, some have argued that the duet of Jonan and Archandra is appropriate because the energy sector is very sensitive to a lot of interests, so it requires decisive leaders who are able to take a decisive act. Ignatius Jonan is known to have experiences in the bureaucracy and management while becoming Minister of Transportation, and more specifically when becoming President Director of PT Kereta Api, while Archandra Tahar has a long track record in the energy and mineral resources. It is expected that both Jonan and Archandra can become a good partner. Whatever opinion emerged among the society, the duet of Jonan and Archandra should strengthen the working cabinet of Joko Widodo Yusuf Kala. Moreover, President Joko Widodo considers Jonan and Archandra have the competence and can solve the existing problems in the field of energy and mineral resources, as well as being a good team to manage the oil and gas sector in the country. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener. We meet you again in our daily program Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. While we begin our program with an event that happened on October 17, 1968, when Usman and Harun, members of Corps Operation Command, were hanged in Singapore on charges of terrorism. Retired Sergeant Usman Jonathan Bint Ali Hasan was one of a Corps Operation Command members, which is now called Indonesian Marine. Arrested in Singapore when confrontation with Malaysia happened, Usman together with another member, Harun Tohir, were hanged by the Governor of Singapore on 17 October 1968 on the charges of putting a bomb in the downtown area of Singapore on 10 March 1965. On 20 October 1965, Usman and Harun were convicted on McDonald House bombing that led to 3 deaths. All efforts which were carried out by Indonesian government were unsuccessful to save their life. Their final appeal was rejected by Malaysian Federal Court Malaysia on 5 October 1966. Their corpses were brought to Indonesia and buried at Kalibata Hero Cemetery in Jakarta. The next event was in 1973 when Arab petroleum exporting countries embargoed United States and Britain. On 17 October 1973, Arab petroleum exporting countries embargoed the United States and Britain and other countries which sold their petroleum to Israel. This embargo was held due to the United States and Britain gave military assistance massively to Israel in the war between this regime with Syria and Egypt, which was begun on 6 October 1973. A day after the announcement of the petroleum price was increased by OPEC, Arab countries announced embargo to the United States, Britain and Israel. Consequently, petroleum price was higher. Western countries had great difficulty as a result of this embargo, and this period is referred to as oil shock. On March 1974, this embargo was withdrawn after U.S. State Secretary Henry Kissinger managed to negotiate a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Syria. This incident proved that the real Middle East countries had a strong weapon to pressure America and the West in general so as not to continue to protect Israel. And the last event was in 1979 when Mother Teresa received Nobel Peace Prize. Mother Teresa was an Albanian Indian Roman Catholic nun and missionary. She was born in Skopje, now capital Republic of Macedonia, then part of the Kosovo Vilayet in the Ottoman Empire. After having lived in Macedonia for 18 years, she moved to Ireland and then to India, where she lived for most of her life. In 1950, Teresa founded the Missionaries of Charity, a Roman Catholic religious congregation, which in 2012 consists of over 4,500 sisters and was active in 133 countries. They run homes for people dying of HIV/AIDS, leprosy and tuberculosis, soup kitchens and dispensaries and mobile clinics, children's and family counseling programs, orphanages and schools. Members have to adhere to the vows of chastity, poverty and obedience, as well as a fourth vow to give wholehearted free service to the poorest of the poor. Teresa was the recipient of numerous honors, including the 1962 Roman Magsaysay Peace Prize and 1979 Nobel Peace Prize. She was recognized by the Charter as a saint on 4 September 2016, and the anniversary of her death, 5 September, was made her feast day. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today's theme of Focus is Indonesia gets international appreciation on handling terrorism. Indonesian government through the National Counterterrorism Agency or BNPT is committed to overcoming terrorism in the country through social, cultural, religious, security and other approaches. The Indonesian government also invites the international community to jointly overcome the problem of terrorism. Indonesia's seriousness through de-radicalization and counter-terrorism efforts received appreciation during the 21st ASEAN-EU ministerial meeting in Bangkok, Thailand recently. Antara News Agency reported that on the occasion, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said, cooperation in ASEAN-EU partnership is important to be strengthened, particularly in the fight against terrorism and extremism through concrete cooperation between the two sides. In the 21st ASEAN-EU ministerial meeting, Minister Retno Marsudi led a discussion about cooperation in facing global security challenges concerning counterterrorism, de-radicalization, migration, and human trafficking. Minister Retno stated that in combating terrorism, Indonesia emphasizes three main points, namely strengthening cooperation on counter-terrorism, strengthening in the ability of anti-terror unit and prevention of cyber-terrorism, and mainstreaming soft power approach through education, the role of women, civil society, as well as community and religious organizations. Indonesia's counter-terrorism policy delivered by Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi was highly appreciated by EU member states, especially regarding the use of soft power approach which emphasizes values of tolerance and moderation in society. Some EU countries hope that in the future there will be increased cooperation in the dissemination of these values through bilateral as well as regional cooperation. Previously, Indonesia had also gained praise for its handling of terrorism from ASEAN member countries' leaders in the ASEAN summit meeting in Laos. As quoted by Antara News Agency during the meeting, President Joko Widodo also expressed his view on the handling of terrorism and revealed that Indonesia is promoting soft methods through religious and cultural approaches. However, he also asserted that the Indonesian government will keep enforcing legal action if the soft approach does not make the perpetrators of terrorism deterrent. Listener, that was Focus. I'm Dee Nugraha. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with News in Brief. I'm Dee Nugraha. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is to inaugurate two power plants and electricity infrastructure in Papua and West Papua on Monday in a bid to solve the electricity shortage in Indonesia's easternmost region. Coordinating Maritime Affairs Minister Luhut Panjaitan has called on the newly appointed Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Ignatius Jonan and Deputy Minister Archandra Tahar to focus on the amendment of two laws in the energy sector. Thailand is increasingly interested in ornamental fish of North Sulawesi province and the export to the country takes place every month. A joint team from the National Search and Rescue Agency Basarnas in Kupang has successfully rescued 142 passengers of Dharma Kencana 7 ferry, which sank on Friday evening, October 14, in Labuan Bajo waters of West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara. The Central Bureau of Statistics, BPS, released Indonesian trade balance for September, which reached surplus worth $1.22 billion. The exports of September stood at $12.51 billion and imports $11.3 billion. The last item, Indonesian Ministry of Tourism held again the cross-border festival in border area after holding same festival on 8 to 9 October 2016. The festival, which featured with musical performances, bazaars, and cultural attractions, was held to attract tourists from the neighboring country Timor-Leste. Listener, that was News in Brief of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'm Dee Nugraha. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for still listening at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin. Next segments, we have Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is with pleasure that we meet you again in our program Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, the culinary arts, the fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Bengkulu. Stay tuned. Listeners, if you like adventure and come to natural tourism place, please try to come to Batu Betiang Waterfall in Bengkulu. There are a lot of beautiful sceneries at the waterfall complex. Betiang Waterfall also offers uniqueness such as stone wall whose shape is rectangle and it is arranged neatly. According to history, the wall was a Pahit Lidah heritage which deliberately built stone structures. Unfinished, its structures, child of Si Pahit Lidah died. Si Pahit Lidah is a nickname of Prince Serunting, who has supernatural power to be able to condemn anything to become stone. Apart from the story, which derived from fox folklore of South Sumatra, some people believe that the structure of this stone was formed due to natural formation process. Batu Batiang Waterfall is located at Kerinci Sebelat National Park. There are two paths that can be traversed with different levels of challenges. The first path is through National Park of Regis Hill. For this path, tourists should use tour guide who really masters the field trip because of the difficult journey length. The second path is from Merasi Hamlet, Babakan Baru Village, Bur Sub-District. Different from the first path, this path is easier and can be through by using mountain bike and dirt bike. We can choose those paths depending on our readiness and desire. Its path offers different sensation of adventure. Listeners, in Bengkulu language, Betiang means a pool which stands sturdy. Batu Betiang Waterfall has a distance 25 km from Curup City, Rejang Lebong, or around 7 km from residential areas. You will not be disappointed to go to this waterfall because its scenery is so beautiful. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Batu Betiang Waterfall. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Ke Toko Buku, which in English means going to the bookstore. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Toko buku. Toko buku, which means bookstore. Pulang kantor. Pulang kantor. Office break. Membelikan, membelikan. To buy. Perlengkapan, perlengkapan. Equipment. Sekolah, sekolah. School. Anak, anak. Child or kid. Ikut, ikut. To follow. Kalkulator, kalkulator. Calculator. Buku tulis. Buku tulis. Exercise book. Penjepit kertas. Penjepit kertas. Paper clip. Stapler. 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 Kotak pensil. Kotak pensil. Pencil case. Pulpen. Pulpen. Pen. Pensil. Pensil. pencil. Penggaris. Penggaris. Ruler. Jangka. Jangka. Kompas. Karet penghapus. Karet penghapus. Eraser. Lupa. Lupa. To forget. Kamus bahasa Inggris. Kamus bahasa Inggris. English dictionary. Amplop. Amplop. Envelope. Materai. Materai. Stamp. Makan. Makan. To eat. Bakmi. Bakmi. Noodle. Tunggu. Tunggu. To wait. Lapangan parkir. Lapangan parkir. Parking area. Listener, now we give you an example of conversation entitled Ke Toko Buku, or in English means going to the bookstore. The conversation is between A Tuti and B Susan at the office. A Tuti, pulang kantor, kamu mau kemana? Pulang kantor, kamu mau kemana? Which means, where are you going after the office break? B Susan, saya mau ke toko buku. Saya mau ke toko buku, which means, I want to go to a bookstore. Saya mau membelikan perlengkapan sekolah anak saya. Saya mau membelikan perlengkapan sekolah anak saya, which means, I want to buy some school supplies for my child. A to T, kalau begitu saya ikut. Kalau begitu saya ikut, which means, so I come with you. Saya mau membeli. Saya mau membeli. I want to buy kalkulator, kalkulator, calculator, buku tulis, buku tulis, exercise book, penjepit kertas, penjepit kertas, paper clip, dan stapler, dan stapler, and stapler. Kamu mau membeli apa untuk anakmu? Kamu mau membeli apa untuk anakmu? What do you want to buy for your child? B. Susan, saya mau membeli. Saya mau membeli. I want to buy kotak pensil. Kotak pensil. Pencil case. Pulpen. Pulpen. Pen. Pensil. Pensil. Pencil. Penggaris. Penggaris. Ruler. Jangka. Jangka. Kompas. Dan juga karet penghapus. Dan juga karet penghapus. And also eraser. A Tuti, oh ya, saya lupa. Oh ya, saya lupa. Which means, oh sorry, I forget. Saya juga mau membeli kamus bahasa Inggris. Saya juga mau membeli kamus bahasa Inggris. Which means, I also want to buy an English dictionary. B. Susan, oh, selain itu, saya juga mau membeli amplop dan juga materai. Selain itu, saya juga mau membeli amplop dan juga materai. I also want to buy some envelopes and stamps. A to T, bagaimana kalau sebelum ke toko buku kita makan dulu? Bagaimana kalau sebelum ke toko buku kita makan dulu? Which means, why don't we eat first before we go to the bookstore? Saya mau makan bakmi. Saya mau makan bakmi. I want to eat noodle. B. Susan, Baiklah, nanti saya tunggu kamu di lapangan parkir ya. Baiklah, nanti saya tunggu kamu di lapangan parkir ya. Alright, I will wait for you at the parking area. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we'll present you Keroncong Song sang by Sam Saimun. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Lukisan Malam by Sam Saimun. Happy listening.
Bintang, bintang, cerang cemerlang di malam sepi. Bertaburan di angkasa segala menghias alam. Angin pulang lemah gemerlap mengusap bumi. Diiringi nyanyian maha merdu sang ratu malam. Waktu ini sunyi dengan suasana alam. Dari jauh suara air mancur, embun sejuk bagai sutera dewangga murni. Nikmat hati memandang kemesraan lukisan
listener, the song tells the beauty of the night which was decorated studded sky. The wind blows gently sweep the earth. Strains of a gentle keroncong rhythm supported classical music accompaniment bring whoever hear this song could feel and see the lukisan malam, a legacy keroncong song sung by Sam Saimun. In 1950s era, the singer who has a soft voice and characterless. Many people say the vibrations of his voice is very similar to the singer Nat King Cole, the American singer. songs that both summarized in an album Keroncong Golden Collection. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Di Wajahmu Kulihat Bulan by Sam Simon. Happy listening.
Wajahmu kulihat bulan bersembunyi di sudut keningan. Sadarkah Tuhan kan ditatap insan yang haus akan belayar. Di wajahmu kulihat bulan menerangi hati gelap rawan. Biarlah daku mencari naungan di wajah damai rupawan. Serasa tiada jauh dan mudah dicapai tangan. Ingin hati menjangkau kiranya tinggi di awan. Di wajahmu kulihat bulan yang mengintai di balik senyuman. Jangan biarkan ku tiada berkawan, hamba menantikan Tuhan. Tiada jauh dan mudah dicapai tangan. Ingin hati menjangkau kiranya tinggi di awan. Di wajahmu kulihat bulan yang mengintai di balik senyuman. Jangan biarkan ku tiada berkawan, hamba menantikan Tuhan.
Listener, this song tells of admiration of a man to a woman and wants to possess it. Lyrics in a beautiful song like poetry. As in the poem, in your face I see the moon illuminating the dark heart of crystal. Let me seek solace in the face of peaceful looking. Listener, although more rendition keroncong genre, but Sam Simon also sang pop and Malay pop. The man who was born in 1924 is often singing keroncong songs on Radio Republik Indonesia or RRI. He even echoed it with the composer Ismail Marzuki Maladi, the keroncong maestro Gesang, or Waljina, a series of achievements in the keroncong category won by Sam Simon. He won the elections of RRI Radio Star in 1951, 1952, and 1955. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Pujaan Kalbu and Nyanyi Sunyi by Sam Simon. Happy listening, and sampai jumpa lagi.
Hati rasa puas melihat wajahmu nan rupawan, mengikat asmara pengharapan hidupku. De aku kesederhanaan yang kau pakai menambah kuatnya pengharapan suci. Budi bahasamu sangatlah halus dan berisi, dapat meneguhkan asmara nan suci hati. Rasa puas sampai hari akhir akan tetap menjadi kenangan pujaan kau buku. Rasa puas sampai hari akhir akan tetap menjadi kenangan pujaan kau.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Di sunyi senja alam beradu, angin membelai lemah gemelai mengusap bumi. Daku memandang angkasa raya, bintang cemerlang, hilang gemilang, hatiku sunyi. Hatiku yang hasrat mengenangkan, hatiku yang hasrat merindukan. Di sunyi senyap daku memandang bintang cemerlang, hilang gemilang, hatiku rindu. Thank you. yang hasrat mengenangkan. Hatiku yang hasrat merindukan. Di sunyi senyap daku memandang bintang cemerlang, kilang gemilang, hatiku rindu.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Kala senja tiba di ambang, riuh rendah pasar Tanah Abang, simpang siur dara dan bujang, lalu lintas kacau dan terhalang. Tanpa tujuan yang tertentu, bujang dara keluar pintu dengan harapan jumpa satu penawar asmara dirindu. Dengan gaya seorang gentleman, tampan nian bagai Superman, hilir mudik tanpa tujuan, melagu sambil bersiulan. Gaya suara macam Effendi, lincah sungguh menarik hati, tepat sudah paduan hati, esok boleh jumpa kembali. Di ambang riuh rendah pasar Tanah Abang, simpang siur dara dan bujang, lalu lintas kacau dan terhalang. Tanpa tujuan yang tertentu, bujang dara keluar pintu dengan harapan jumpa satu penawar asmara dirindu. Dengan gaya seorang gentleman, tampan nian bagai Superman, hilir mudik tanpa tujuan, melagu sambil bersiulan. Gaya suara macam Effendi, lincah sungguh menarik hati, tepat sudah paduan hati, esok boleh jumpa kembali.
Bintang, bintang, cerlang cemerlang di malam sepi. Bertaburan di angkasa segala menghias alam. Angin pulang lemah gemerai mengusap bumi. Diiringi nyanyian maha merdu sang ratu malam.
ku ini, sunyi dendam suasana alam. Dari jauh ditinggal suara air mancur, embun sejuk Evanga murni, nikmat hati memandang kemesraan lukisan malam.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.